Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn something new.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. We're so happy to see you all. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is, What's Your Middle Name? What's your middle name? Hey Marie, do you have a middle name?
Yes, I do. My middle name is Christina. Marie Christina.
That's very beautiful. Well, today we'll learn more about middle names. And maybe some people have middle names in the office. Let's find out in our Read It.
Taylor is completing a form. She writes the date and her full name. Her middle name is Marie. And her surname is Mackenzie. Alex forgets James's middle name. Linda tells him. James's middle name is Alex. They have the same name. Alex doesn't have a middle name. Maybe he can pick his own middle name.
Thanks for helping us read that, Marie. Or should I say Christina?
Hey, I like the name Christina, but that would be confusing to use that name instead of Marie.
Oh, well, some people use their middle name instead of their first name. Or some even have a nickname.
Yes, that is very true. Well, if you called me Christina instead of Marie on the show, then people would get confused. Not because of what you said, but because we have another teacher on the show with that name.
That's right. Friends, let's go to Christina with those keywords for today.
Hello, 我们今天讲到英文姓名这个话题。首先，Taylor在填写一份表格，他先填上日期和自己的全名。日期是date. She writes the date and her full name. 在英文里，一个人的姓可以说是 surname， 也可以说是 family name， 或者是 last name。 Taylor's surname is Mackenzie。 Taylor的姓是 Mackenzie。 英文的姓名除了姓和名之外，还有一个 middle name， 中间名。 Alex说他忘了James的中间名是什么。He forgets James's middle name。 动词 forget就是忘记。 Alex没有middle name。 他可不可以自己选一个呢? Can he pick a middle name for himself? 动词 pick就是挑选、选择。 我想他当然可以为自己挑一个 middle name. He can pick his own middle name. 形容词 own就是自己的。
Hi Taylor, what are you doing?
I'm completing this form.
Can I help?
No, it's a simple form. What's the date? What's my middle name?
What is your middle name? I don't know it.
Marie. And my surname is Mackenzie. I'm Taylor Marie Mackenzie. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Alex.
All right, now it's time to talk about this conversation.
Oh, sorry, Peter. I can't right now. I have to complete this form.
Complete? That means you have to do it and finish it. What do you have to do to complete this form?
Well, this form is for the gym near my home. I want to start going there to exercise. So first, I have to fill out this form. To do that, I have to write the answers to all these questions.
Can I help?
No, it's asking for my name and address. I know how to answer these questions.
Oh, well, do you know how to answer the question James asks? What are you doing? Well, first, let's practice a little bit with Rebecca. Here she is.
Hello, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. A grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to ask the question, What are you doing? And of course, the best way to learn is through some examples. So, first question, what are you doing? And then you can respond by saying, I'm walking my dog. Or, another example, what are they doing? And you can respond by saying, they're eating lunch. Well, friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca, for that help. And good news, Peter, I am finished with this form.
Great. Then you can now tell us what a form is.
Well, I think that our friends get the idea. But it is a paper that you write information on. Then you give it to the person that needs it.
You might need to fill out a form when you go to the hospital or when you go to a place for the first time, like this gym.
Well, you know, I don't like completing forms. They take a long time, unless it is a simple form.
It's a simple form. And friends, that's a simple
calendar phrase.
It's a simple form.
It's a simple form.
这是个简单的表格。
Just fill out this form.
I can't.
It's a simple form.
I can't fill it out.
Please write your name. It's a simple form.
But I can't fill it out.
Why not?It's a simple form.
I don't have a pen.
It's a simple form.
It's a simple form.
这是个简单的表格。
When something is not complicated or it is easy to do, then it is simple. A simple question could be, what is today's date?
Yes, what's the date?And the way you can answer is, today is Monday, June 5th, 2017.
That's right. Very good. Well, we start with the day, then the month, then the year. Try asking someone, what is the date? What is tomorrow's date?
Then you can ask them about their name. What is your name? This is another question on any form.My name is Peter, and my last name is Smith.
Yes, many forms will ask this question. Friends, what is your name?
But some forms ask for your middle name, too. What is a middle name?
Christina.
No, I know that's your middle name, but can you explain middle names some more?
Sure, Christina.
No, Marie.
Peter, I am saying that Christina will explain this a little more.
Oh, good. Sorry. Good idea. Hi, Christina. Can you help us out with this?
我们今天讲到了英文名字，除了姓和名字之外，还有一个 middle name. Middle 就是中间的意思，所以 middle name 就称为中间名。北美的人常常会在姓和名之间加一个中间名 middle name。父母在给孩子取中间名的时候，有些会找一位值得敬仰、令人佩服的亲戚，以这个人的名字为孩子的 middle name。比如说，祖母的名字是 Anne， 为了纪念祖母，就给孩子取名为 Mary Ann Johnson。而在南美，有些人会用母亲娘家的姓来做 middle name。中间名在书写的时候常常使用缩写，比如说 James R. Smith 或者 George W. Bush。另外在填写表格的时候，没有 middle name 的人可以在那一格填上 NMN， 就是 no middle name 的意思。
Thank you very much, Christina. Well, friends, that was a lot of fun, but now we have to take a short break.Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. So, who usually chooses your name?
Well, when you were born, your parents, your mom or your dad, give you a name. And they give you a name that they really like and think is very special.
Yeah, that's right. My parents named me. This is very common. However, some people have their grandparents name them too. Well, let's learn more about names. Here's conversation B.
Alex, do you know James's middle name?
I forget. What is it?
It's Alex. You have the same name.
That's interesting. I don't have a middle name.
You don't? Do you want one?
Maybe. Can I pick my own middle name?
Sure. What name do you like?
Let me think.
Since we don't use our middle names very often, we can forget other people's middle names.
Yes, we mostly use our middle names for forms, or when you travel on the plane. Then people know exactly who you are.
Yes, many people have the name Smith. So you have to use your first name, middle name, and last name. Then no one gets confused.
Yes, they know exactly who you are.
Marie, I forgot. What's your middle name?
I told you a million times already, Peter. My middle name is Christina. How can you forget?
Okay, calm down, Miss Marie Christina. I forget things sometimes, like everyone else. When you can't remember something, then you forget it.
Well, it is easy to forget someone else's middle name, like James. Do you know James's middle name? Let's just go visit Christina to learn more about this.
Linda 问 Alex, 你知道 James 的 middle name 是什么吗? Do you know James's middle name? 请你看一下这个句子。James 的中间名是 James's middle name。注意到了吗? James 的所有格是在后面加上一撇。一般而言,人名的所有格是在后面加一撇和 S。比如说 Mary's book, Tom's car, Larry's friend。但是因为 James 的字尾已经有 S,所以只要加上一撇就好了，变成 James's。另外，碰到复数名词的时候也是一样的做法。比如说，男孩们的玩具就是 boys' toys， 或者是女孩们的派对 girls' party。这种情况下，所有格只需要一撇就可以了。
Thanks, Christina. So we learned that James's middle name is Alex, and we already know someone with that name.
Yeah, he is in this conversation. It's Alex, but that is his first name, not his middle name.
Well then, what is Alex's middle name? Oh, I bet it's James. No, no, no. Better yet, his middle name is Peter.
No, Peter, that's not his middle name. Well, actually, Alex doesn't have a middle name. Wait, that's weird. How did that happen?
Well, it happens sometimes, but it is not very common.
Well, Alex can think of a middle name for himself. He can pick his own middle name. I think that would be kind of fun.
So what does pick something mean?
Well, usually there are many of something, and you can only have one. Then, out of them, you can pick one.
There are many names that Alex can pick. What's the other word we use that has the same meaning as pick?
Oh, we can also use the word choose. Alex can choose a middle name for himself.
Yeah, I wonder what he'll choose, but I think we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out.
Oh, I really want to know. I really want to know, Peter.
Well, how about let's practice something else? Friends, now it's time to review the keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword for today. Date. Date. The date was April 21st, 1926.
Surname. Surname. Your surname is your family name.
Forget. Forget. They always forget my birthday.
Pick. Pick. Let's pick a film for tonight.
Own. Own. She has her own car. It's blue. Friends, those are our keywords. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Hi, Taylor. What are you doing?
I'm completing this form.
Can I help?
No, it's a simple form. What's the date? What's my middle name?
What is your middle name? I don't know it.
Marie. And my surname is McKenzie. I'm Taylor Marie McKenzie. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Alex.
Alex, do you know James's middle name?
I forget. What is it?
It's Alex. You have the same name.
That's interesting. I don't have a middle name.
You don't? Do you want one?
Maybe. Can I pick my own middle name?
Sure. What name do you like?
Let me think.
In English-speaking countries, people often have three names. A first name, a middle name, and a last name. A last name sometimes is called a surname. It's a family name.
That's right. A first name, often called a given name, is a name your parents give you. A middle name is a second name that's given to you, too.
In English-speaking countries, children can have the same name as one of their parents. Maybe, for example, you have the same name as your father or grandfather.
That's right. So we see a lot of names up here. Wow, there are a lot of names. Maybe you can pick one if you don't already have one.
Well, what are some reasons people are given middle names? There are almost always a reason, and usually there is a story, too. Did your parents pick your middle name?
They did. My mom and dad picked my middle name because it meant something to them.
Well, I think there are a lot of names. Friends, do you have an English name yet? I've met students who don't have one yet. You can take a look at this picture and choose.
Yeah, and maybe now you can think of a name that you like and choose a wonderful name. There's a lot of cool names up there.
Well, friends, right now it's time to go to Jungle Chit Chat, but think about your English name, okay?
Hey, James! What are you doing?
I'm completing a form.
Ooh, what will you write?
I'll write my name.
That's simple. Your name is James.
Yes, but I need to write my full name.
Your full name?
Yes, I need to write James Alex.
Ooh!
And then my surname.
Anything else?
Yes. I'll write the date, my address, and my phone number.
Ooh! You have to write all that?
Yes, it's an important form.
Important?
Yes, very important.
Hey, I want an important form too.
Ginger.
Please? No. I want a form.
It's my...
Well, friends, today is Monday, so let's ask some questions and answer them together. Here's question number one. What is Taylor's middle name? What is Taylor's middle name?
The answer is in conversation A. Taylor's middle name is Marie. Question number two. Do you have a middle name? Maybe you can pick one. Do you have a middle name? Maybe you can pick one. Now let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Do I have a middle name? Yes, I do have a middle name. My middle name is Sanford. Sanford is the name of my grandfather, but it was also the name of a very famous TV star that my parents liked very much. So my full name is Carl Sanford Compute.
Do I have a middle name? Well, I do, but my middle name is Chinese. It's actually my Chinese name, En Xiang. So what about you? Do you have a middle name? You know, I've heard of some interesting middle names. Names like Arunta and Logan. Some interesting middle names. But, you know, it's always interesting to hear about people's middle names and to learn more about them.
Do I have a middle name? Of course I do. My middle name is Diane. Susan Diane. Oh, what a lovely middle name, right? Yes, I was named after my grandmother. True. Strange but true, because in our culture, we always like to remember our relatives, and sometimes we honor them by naming children after them. I love my grandma. I'm glad I'm named after her. Susan Diane.
Do I have a middle name? Yes, I do have a middle name. My middle name is Lee. It's a pretty common middle name, but it was also my mother's maiden name. Many people with middle names are named after other family members. My brother's middle name is Albert because we have an uncle named Albert. Most people in the West have a first, middle, and last name. Do you have a middle name?
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.